When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
Raza Bani for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. Delighted to have with me none other than Chris Eubank Jr. Chris, how are we doing?
I'm doing well. You know, I'm doing well. Everything's on schedule. Everything's going to plan. A few weeks away from the fight. Feeling good.
Before we speak about the fight, so I know you're a man that loves your shoes and your jackets. Do you want to talk to me about what you got on today? Because I've never seen you with something like this before.
I want to talk about it. I mean, there's nothing to talk about. Look at it. It talks for itself.
Was this that big fight that you wanted in December?
It was one of them. There was a few options, and this one just made the most sense. And, you know, on a personal level, I wanted this fight. He said a lot of things online, a lot of stuff that I can't forgive and that he has to pay for. I've never been that guy to really, you know, punch below the belt when it comes to, you know, trash talk and, you know, building a fight. He's gone way below, and he's going to pay for what he said.
Did you almost expect him to be a bit more vocal today? Obviously, you talked about how he said things online to you and how you felt disrespected, but today he used the word, "I respect Chris as a fighter, but I don't want to be his friend."
What a wet bag. What a turncoat to say the things he said online and then come up here in front of the world and start talking about respect. The guy's an idiot. And he showed his true colors today.
Is there anything that he possesses that is something that you haven't seen before or could potentially cause you a different challenge in the ring on December 11th?
Absolutely nothing. Zero.
His trainer, Dominic Ingle, in an interview a couple of days ago, said that as you get older, trying to make weight becomes more difficult at times, especially when you try to move between weights. Obviously, we know you fought predominantly more recently 168, but how's your body feeling about going back down, losing those 8 pounds for 160?
So what was he saying, that it's harder for me to lose weight, or was he talking about his own fighter?
Yourself.
He's talking about me. Well, he obviously, they're clutching at straws. They're trying to find things to justify or to give them hope. I make the weight fine. I'm a professional with it. I don't cut crazy amounts of weight a week or a couple of days before the fight. I come down gradually. I get the job done. I'm getting older, but listen, I'm in the prime of my life. 32 years old. This is the best I've ever felt. It's the best I've ever been. So, you know, if they're hoping that I struggle to make the weight, then Jesus, they've got a rough night ahead of them.
Chris, I've been to many of your fights, and I've been to fights where you've been cheered and when you've been booed. But from your immediate reaction, your facial expression, it doesn't bother you. I remember seeing the highlights. I wasn't there in Germany for the Yildirim fight, and it didn't bother you walking out to all these people from a different country. You thrive of it, but you're going into his home territory in Cardiff. I'm just going to ask you, that doesn't bother you at all?
Does it bother me? No. You know, these guys are going to be fans at the end of the night. You know, people they're fight fans. So if I go out there and do the job, which I will, then they become my fans. You know, it doesn't matter who they like, who they don't like. You know, this guy lives down the road from me, so, you know, I want him to win. Once the bell goes, whoever puts on the show, whoever does the job, that's who they like. That's who they become fans of.
You said when joining Sky Sports and Wasserman and Kala that it's all about staying active. You've had periods through injury and other personal issues where you were inactive, but you've had a couple of fights now quite quickly, including December 11th. Will the goal be 2022? You want to get in that mix of those top boys in with the world titles and mix it with them next year, without doubt.
Yes. This is a perfect fight to set me up for some big world title fights in 2022. Not that I'm overlooking this guy, because I'm not underestimating him. I know he's going to come in there and he's coming in there to win, to try and cause an upset. But this is a great fight for me to take, to put myself in a position to go and get those belts in 2022.
What happened with the Saunders stuff? I know you've called him out. Billy said, I'll fight him, but I won. I think he said 5 million. For what I remember, is that fight completely dead now? Will we never see that again?
The fight's never dead. There's too much interest. There's too much money. There's too much history for that fight to ever be dead. The fight will happen. It's just, the question is just when. You know, if there's an opportunity to make it next year, I'm all for it.
So I want to go back a couple of weekends, let's talk a little bit about your division in boxing. Well, between the 160 and 168, Canelo Alvarez becoming the first ever undisputed super middleweight champion of the world. He accomplished that by having 4 fights in 11 months. Is he almost setting the benchmark for the other champions and the other challengers that you need to stay active, you need to fight consistently to achieve such high results?
Yeah, I mean, that was... You know, that was something that I, you know, said to myself to this year. I want to fight minimum 3 times this year. And yeah, this will be my 3rd fight in, I think, I don't know, 7-8 months. you got to keep active, man, especially at our age. You know, these are prime years. You can't let them go to waste. You know, a lot of time was wasted because of COVID. And now I'm trying to make up for that time. You know, it's a lot easier when you're someone like Canelo, who has all the control. So he can say, listen, I want to fight then, and he fights. A lot of guys don't have that privilege or that ability. You know, they just wait on their promoters. And you know, a lot of these promoters, they're only putting their guys out once or twice a year, if that. So it's tough, you know. But luckily now I'm with an outfit that wants me to be as active as possible. Sky Sports has a lot of fight shows to get me on. So I'm in a great position.
Eddie Hearn spoke about Canelo wants to come and fight here in the UK. The question is, who would Canelo fight? It has to be a British fight. And Eddie's clearly said, well, Chris Eubank Jr. is there. He fights at the weight. And that would generate a lot of interest. And you're not going to say to him, that's a fight that you would take with both hands.
Absolutely. And yeah, who else is there in the UK that fans want to see fight Canelo, that will actually get in there and actually fight him, not run around the ring and try and survive for 12 rounds for a payday? Who's actually going to go in there and take it to him? I'm the only guy.
A couple of days ago, announced Canelo's team obviously asked the WBC to allow him to go to cruiserweight to fight Makabu, and that'd be his 5th division where he could potentially become a world champion. Just want to get your thoughts.
You know, it's ambitious, but you know, I don't know the guy that he's fighting. I saw his name online today, but I've never seen him fight or heard anything about him.
Tony Bellew beat him in Goodison Park.
Okay. You know, if he hasn't, even though he has a world title or a championship belt, that doesn't mean that, you know, he's of a high caliber. You know, that does happen. So, you know, if they're obviously picking a guy that they can beat at that weight. But is that what the fans really want to see? Like, yeah, all right, is it cruiserweight? But so what? Who are you fighting? You know, give him a name that the fans want to see. You know, the fans can get behind. They can't get behind this guy. He's an unknown, pretty much, you know. you need a marquee name. That's who Canelo should be fighting. Guys that can actually draw interest, you know?
Chris, you've adapted and changed trainers over the years. Obviously, you've been training in Las Vegas for a long time. When you were younger days, you obviously came back to Brighton in the gym. You've obviously moved trainers to Roy Jones now. I just want to get your thoughts on, obviously, the Anthony Joshua situation that's going around about him exploring different trainers, different avenues. Is it healthy? Is it good? And sometimes is it needed a change for yourself to kind of take yourself out of this a certain comfort zone and a new environment?
I think so. And Anthony actually messaged me today. I was doing pads with somebody in Dubai, and he messaged me. He said, "Who's that guy?" So yeah, obviously he's looking for something new to add. And there's nothing wrong with that, you know. Coming off of a loss, yeah, you do start to think, right, can we improve in these areas? Can we get someone in that's better? You know, obviously he's done everything he can do with his current team, his current trainer. So, you know, if he thinks that he needs to completely do something different, then yeah, I get it. You know, and I did the same thing, you know, with Roy. And it's worked out very well for me so far. So, yeah, I'm sure Anthony will find the best route to take for that.
Just moving on to, obviously, Dillian Whyte, Tyson Fury. I think the UK fans want to see that fight, just like we'd like to see yourself versus Williams. Great fights for the fans here. Dillian's obviously pursuing that WBC shot, which everyone was hoping was going to be announced yesterday or the day before at the convention. And they turned around and said they're not going to make any announcements until this arbitration takes place. Do you almost feel sorry for Dillian and the situation he's in?
It's boxing. I cut, you know. He'll get the fight. It'll happen.
Quick prediction this weekend, Andrade Quigley.
Who's he fighting?
Jason Quigley.
I haven't seen much of Quigley, so I can't really give a prediction on that.
Triple G is back at the end of the year against Morata. Obviously, I think that's taking place in Japan or something, in a different country. I know you've been chasing Triple G, but he hasn't fought for a while now. He's getting a lot older. Do you expect him to win?
I do, yes. And that is the name that I will be gunning for in 2022, 100%.
Chris, we wish you all the best December 11th, my man, and we'll catch up with you soon. Chris Eubank Jr., IFL TV.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.
Sports Social Podcast Network.